worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Again, Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full arm of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Thank you, Lord, for being all of that and so much more. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father who teaches our hands to war as we deal with spiritual warfare day by day and moment by moment. Empower us to be a people that recognize the battlefield that we're on and to recognize that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Teach us to battle successfully as we stand on your word and walk in your Spirit and move in the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you choosing to listen in and be a part of our listening family. I want to remind you that as you prepare for the upcoming year, 2017, that if you don't have the habit of reading God's word every single day, I want to encourage you to start. Now, don't wait till the new year. Start today. But I'd like to encourage you to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, because remember, the source of all wisdom, the source of all life, the source of all strength, the source of all blessing is the Word of God. And one of the most fruitful habits is that of reading and meditating on God's Word each and every day. So I want to encourage every man, every woman, every dad, every mom, every child, every boy, every girl, take it upon yourself to start that habit of reading God's precious Word every single day. I'd like to invite you to take a look at our website as well, urbanfamilytalk.com. And we invite you to subscribe on the website. There are some number of blogs and articles that will encourage you in your walk with the Lord and help you as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, would like to encourage you to go and seek to obtain some of the mobile apps that we have. We have free mobile apps for your iPhone and Android devices. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search for Urban Family Talk. That way you can take Urban Family with you wherever you may go. Also, we invite you to go on Facebook and like our Facebook page. Hour of Intercession is one of the 2 different pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live as well. Again, we appreciate you tuning in by whatever means you do choose to tune in to the Hour of Intercession and Urban Family Talk. Our guest once again today is Pastor Willie Richardson. Pastor Richardson is a Church of God in Christ pastor. He's an author and actually, a number of other things, but we're grateful that he's taken time out of his schedule to be with us. Pastor Richardson, how are you today?
Yeah. I'm great, Pastor Parker. Glad to be on the show with you again on this week.
Yes, sir. You were with us about a couple of weeks ago and shared a portion of your testimony. Didn't quite finish, but appreciate you taking the time. And we're glad to have you to come back. And if you'll take time now, Pastor Richardson, to kind of reintroduce yourself to our listeners, because there are lots of people that maybe didn't catch that particular broadcast, and then you're going to go back and kind of summarize and finish up the story that you started on a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Well, again, it's such a privilege to be able to be on the show with you and to share the testimony, and then to be able to even share our book that we have just recently published and it's released, Transformed by the Word, even as you were sharing about how important the Word is. This book, for whether you're a beginner in the Word of God or a mature believer, this devotional will be a blessing to you. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and hopefully, Pastor, you won't mind if we just look at it together. And if we, it's Psalms 119, and if you got your Bible, we'll be able to just do a couple of verses and folks will kind of get an idea of where this is going.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, I'd like to pray before I say anything today.
Yes, sir.
So, Father, I honor you and thank you for this opportunity once again to just share what you have revealed to me. Thank you for being the God that reveals secrets. You're the God that makes known the things that are hidden. And, Father, we thank you today. We ask that you would speak to the hearts and minds of your people as we share. Let your glory be revealed and your power manifest. Let no flesh glory in your sight. In Jesus' name, we honor you, we bless you, and thank you for entrusting us with this testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to kind of reiterate that I am a pastor. I pastored for 27 years in Chicago, and I'm now located in Houston, Texas. And the Lord did a marvelous work and a wonder, if you will, to bring us even to Texas. But out of the reason that we came to Texas was because of my wife's health. It seems that she would do better in a warmer climate. And so we ended up going to North Carolina. We went to Florida, a couple of other places, Phoenix. But when we came to Texas, Texas seemed to fit. Mm-hmm. So we ended up here. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened to make us move was we had noticed that she was doing better in warmer climates. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed and I asked the Lord, if she does better in a warmer climate, maybe we would need to think about relocating. But what's going to happen with the church? And I founded Bread of Life Church of God in Christ 27 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so when I said that, the Lord spoke back to my spirit and said, you take care of your bride, and I'll take care of mine. Mm-hmm. And out of that, he said, go to your upper room. And I went to my prayer room. And up in my prayer room that night, as I finished praying and sat with my Bible open, the Lord simply said these words to me. He said, name your children. I couldn't name the children, but actually, when he said, name your children, I know I had four children, but that's not what the Lord was pointing to. And I immediately felt that he wasn't talking about that. Mm-hmm. And it became real clear to me, within me, that he was talking about the children that my wife and I had lost in our relationship. Now, we've been married November the 15th, made 46 years. So we're not no young children in the way of marriage even. Mm-hmm. But what happened was the next day as we were riding along in the car, the Lord told me to ask her, Do she know what the children we lost might have been? And I had told her in years before I even was saved, mm-hmm, that I did not talk about this issue anymore. And So she kept it to herself and didn't talk about it. But now here I am, riding along in the car, now asking her, did she know what these children might have been? And, of course, her reaction was one of shock and upsetness. And so she said, why are you talking about it? Now, you told me not to talk about it. I said, because the Lord has shared with me to name the children. She said, I don't know what they were. And then she began to say, but I know that in your family, the men, if they start out having boys, it'll be 2-3 boys. And when she began to say that, then the Lord downloaded to me what my first child's name was. And his name is Jonathan. And so when I said to her his name, then she got even more upset. And I was broken up. And I'm riding along. And she said, why are you doing this? And when she said, why are you doing this? I said, I'm not doing it. The Lord told me to name the children. And when she began to talk again, the Lord downloaded to me the second child's name. His name is Robert. And so from that instance, I had to pull over to the curb and sit and get myself together. And so did she. And so that started us on this journey of what we now know is a message to the body of Christ and to people everywhere, anyone that will hear it. And just to capsulize this, after I went back up to the upper room the next night, the Lord began to deal with me even further. Well, the first night he said, what I share with you now, you have one of three things you can do with it. He said, you can abort it, you can miscarry it, or you can deliver it. And each time I share this testimony, I say to even the listeners, even those who hear me, that we'll have one of three things we can do with this that I'm sharing. We can abort it, we can miscarry it, or we can deliver it, meaning we can accept it, we can embrace it, and understand that God is speaking, and not man, not flesh, but the Spirit of God is calling for something out of all of us. And so where I left off on the last time we shared was that my wife, the next morning after I had named those children, and the Lord had given me scriptures that went along with this testimony, when I came downstairs, my wife heard me coming down, and she called me to the room. And when I came in the room, she told me to sit next to her, and I sat next to her. She never raised her head, but she said these words. She said, I was sitting here, and I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard a voice speak to me and say, tell our daddy, we said thank you for naming us. And so she heard that herself. That was another impactful part of this testimony. I also said to my wife, I have four children. The oldest is named after me. I said,
Pastor Richardson, I hate to interrupt you here, but we're coming up on a break and we're going to pick up right there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Pastor Willie Richardson. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back after this break.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
I had an opportunity to speak at my church recently, and I spoke from Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. In this scripture, Moses is given instruction from God concerning the children of Israel and what he is to say to Pharaoh. I thought it was interesting that God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt straight into a desert experience. When the Lord gave instruction to Moses, he said, "Tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may serve me." Oftentimes when things get hard, we tend to pull away from our relationship with the Lord. Oftentimes when we are in our dry place, we forget that this isn't God's first rodeo. He's gotten us out of or kept us in our dry places before. For the children of Israel, their journey to Canaan was only supposed to be 11 days, but because of their murmuring and complaining, it lasted 40 years. Remember the next time you have your desert experience, how you get in will certainly dictate how you come out. Trust God in the desert place and don't forget to worship. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
The music of Covenant Church, the song My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you that we want to encourage you that if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is an excellent day to start that very important, very critically important habit of getting into God's precious and powerful Word every single day. Let me share with you a Bible quiz question today. Name the book in the Bible that has the same number of chapters as there are books in the Bible. Of course, that's 66. Name the book in the Bible that has the same number of chapters as there are books in the Bible. Simply send the answer to the email jparker@afa.net. Be one of the first two people to respond. to get a copy of the DVD movie Raggedy Bibles. Again, jparker@afa.net, or text us at 662-321-5859. Again, name the book in the Bible that has the same number of chapters as there are books in the Bible. Our phone guest today is Pastor Willie Richardson, and would mention that one of Pastor Richardson's works, of course, is a book entitled Transformed by the Word, which I think he's going to probably touch on before the end of the broadcast. But again, a reminder that every believer, every serious disciple is called to be a faithful and a very dedicated student of the Word of God, one who reads and meditates on God's Word every day and lives and walks in the wisdom of the precious Word of God. Let me just share once again. Again, Pastor Richardson, I'm going to let you pick up there where you left off as you were sharing about the time where you and your wife were discussing the naming of your children.
Yes, and we did end up naming our children, and what I ended up doing was calling my oldest son, and this is just another part of how God began to reveal. Not only did he reveal to my wife in the form of hearing the voice of who I believe was my son, Jonathan, and saying to her, tell our daddy, thank you for naming us, which is powerful. My son, after we shared it with him, he called me the next day, and he shared with me that he had come home from work, and he was sitting in his chair, and he fell asleep. And while he slept, he dreamed that he was back home in Chicago in the church that we are now in the church of fellowship is that now. And he said all of the siblings were in the basement, and they were laughing and talking. And he said, Dad, when I say all, I mean all. He said, I heard everybody's voices. He said, I didn't see anybody's faces, but I heard everybody's voices. He said, and I heard DaVita, my children, all of the children, name that we have in the earth is my oldest is Willie, the other one is Quinnis, and then there's DaVita and Evelyn. He said, but Dad, I heard their voices, and we were calling each other by our nickname. All of us have nickname. He says, but what's amazing, he said, I know what Jonathan's nickname is. Jonathan was a part of it. Robert was a part of this. And Marie, which is a daughter, and we have a daughter named Brenda. He said, I heard their names. And he said, Jonathan's name, his nickname is J.R. He said, and Robert's name, we call him Bo. And he said, Marie, her name, we call her Mimi. And Brenda is Bibi, which we, you know, named her. But he heard those three names, not the fourth one. But he heard those three names. And so out of that, it was a confirmation, or God dealt with my wife, where she heard the child even telling her to tell me that he said, they said, thank you for naming them, which was what the Lord had already said to me in the upper room. He told me to tell his people that if they name their children, and he's talking about the ones that have been lost to abortion or miscarriage, if they name their children, he would rain healing into the earth. But Pastor Parker, the Lord dealt with me with a scripture out of Isaiah that is a very powerful, powerful scripture that is in Isaiah 58. turned away from it, but I would like to go back to that. And I want folks to hear that. Yes, sir.
No. Go ahead and share the scripture. And after you share the scripture, I would like to ask if you'll take time, Pastor Richardson, to pray for people who are listening who've been down the road of either abortion or have had miscarriages, who are needing to hear the message of what you just shared. So, and
yes,
go ahead and
sir.
Read the scripture, and then you can pray.
Yes. And I want this scripture, and I will pray. It's in Isaiah 58, and it starts at verse 6. It says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?" Now, this gospel is progressive, and even in this, abortion has a part in here, can be seen in this. The fast that God is saying, we're going to fast for the thing that's going to bring deliverance. Even from in the womb, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Abortion is wicked. It's wicked. Even if a person thinks that they, not doing wrong. The Bible says, if this gospel be hid, it's hid from them that are lost, whom the God of this world have blinded their minds. The fact that life is precious, and it begins at the conception, or as God said with me, at creation, when it's created, the seed enters the egg. That's life. And so it's wicked to take a life at any point. And yet we have become so accustomed, and people have become so accepting of now abortion. It says to undo the heavy burden. And you know who to let the oppressed go free? It's the child in the womb, the place where they're supposed to be the safest, the place where they're supposed to be the most protected. It says to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. The oppressed of abortion, and it's a $1 billion business. God is not pleased with it, and so for him to reveal this to me, and it broke my heart. It still breaks my heart, and yet I'm here to say to you, God is a healer. God is the healer, and he forgives us, and he loves us. And he said to me to tell my people that I love them. Tell them if they name their children, he'll rain healing in the earth. And how many of us know that there's a need for healing in the earth now?
That's right.
Second Chronicles says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. So if there's someone out there, whoever you may be, young man, even thinking about telling a young lady to get an abortion, or the young lady is thinking about getting an abortion, I encourage you. There are many organizations that can help and can give you guidance other than to take the life of your unborn child. You don't know what that child might become. And those of you that have done it, God is a healer.
That's right.
If you haven't even named your children, even while I've been talking, God can give you the names of your children and just acknowledge that they exist and that they're with the Lord, and that you have a responsibility to own up to, first of all, that you sin, and that you're asking God's forgiveness of your sins, and that you will honor their memory by always standing up for the life in the womb. So let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity again to share what you have given to us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
I pray for those who are struggling, those who are going through right now, those who may be at a point of decision, pregnant, but making a decision. I pray that they will hear these words and be stirred to go the other way,
thank
to let life come forth.
Yes, Lord.
That they will speak life, live, and not die, because that is your word.
Jesus,
you came that we might have life, and that we might have that life more abundantly.
Yes.
Father, we pray now that you would mend the broken heart, touch that mother that have gone through this horrendous act of losing committing abortion. We pray for your healing of their heart, healing of their mind, and that they will surrender their lives to you, because that's only the only way healing can come forth.
Yes, Lord.
It's as they commit their lives, and we commit our lives to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Put our lives under you. And so we thank you now in Jesus' name that you will get the glory.
Thank you.
You will get the praise. Give us the victory.
Thank you.
And we'll give you the glory.
Thank
in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Richardson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very much stirred and grateful for this opportunity. As you were talking about prayer,
mm-hmm.
and prayer in this study of God's word and how they go together,
mm-hmm.
that's God's weaponry that he has given to us.
That's
the
right.
Weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
mm-hmm.
but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the scripture says. And then it brings into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God does that. And the word of God is what we use even in prayer. We can't pray without the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go together. They're the weapons of warfare that God has given to us. Amen. Even when we praise him, when we sing, we're singing his word. So
mm-hmm.
his word is effective. His word is very, very much the thing that brings us to maturity, the thing that brings us to peace. Amen. The enemy desires, I'll say this, the enemy desires to steal our peace
mm-hmm.
and replace it with that is our peace mind,
mm-hmm.
and replace it with a peace mind. And so God don't want us walking around with a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to walk, have peace of mind.
Amen.
And that's
mm-hmm.
only coming through him. And it comes through his word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so as we pray the word. As
mm-hmm.
We sing the word. And as we praise him through his word. His word
mm-hmm.
is what makes the difference. You know, and the more we get into his word, the more stronger we become. Man does not live by what? Bread alone,
but by
every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And so my book is about the word. And I don't know if we're going to touch on that a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming on a break and we'll pick up there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Pastor Willie Richardson. We'll be right back.
Thank you for helping send thousands of children on the greatest journey. Here's Franklin Graham.
So we give God the glory, we praise him, and we thank you for your support, for your prayers, making this happen.
For each $6, another child is trained for discipleship. You can still give at 877-616-2396 or at afr.net. thanks to you. Children are going on the greatest journey.
Listen to Stacey on the Right with Stacey Washington on Urban Family Talk. She's sharp.
I mean, did you hear that?
Pointed.
Remember that you're not only a Christian on Sunday.
And insightful.
Deception and lies have been accepted as the norm from the Democrats.
But most of all, she's on the right.
That scripture from the Bible that says the heart of the fool inclines to the left just kept popping into my mind.
It's Stacey on the Right. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says God makes our lives more beautiful, not only by what he brings into them, but by what he chisels out of them. He'll talk about that process today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Everybody in my family will remember September 1st, 2013, and that's where my granddaughter was surprised with an engagement ring from her boyfriend. But the ring on her finger purchased from the store didn't start there looking good. That was dug up from the ground. And it was dirty. It had value. But the value was not now realized. It had to go through a process before it ever wound up on a finger. It had to go through some chipping and chiseling and cutting and shining and all of this before it wound up on the destiny of a finger. I know many of us have dreams of shiny lives and gold lives and magnificent lives, but God says, I can't put you into my store until I clean you up first. I cannot give you your destiny if you will not allow me to shape your character. I can't give you your destiny if you do not allow me to deal with your sins. I cannot give you your destiny if you don't allow me to promote your righteousness. I can't give you your destiny if you don't allow me to mature you. So therefore, in order to give you your destiny, I've got to detour you first. You don't go from the ground to the store. You go through a process first of detour. And that means things may get worse before they get better.
Learn more about surviving and even thriving through the tough times in life. Check out Dr. Evans' teaching series, Living Above the Circumstances, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Thank you.
listening to the music of Planet Shakers, the song, The Anthem. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you once again, if you want to participate in the Bible quiz, remember it's never Bible trivia, because there's nothing trivial in the Word of God. It's all powerful. It's all anointed. It has life and light in every single word, every single letter. So you're not dealing with Bible trivia. It's a Bible quiz, okay? And if you want to participate, hope you have fun with it. But at the same time, it's very serious to be a faithful and a serious student of God's Word. It'll bless your socks off if you do. So make it your goal. If you're not reading your Word, your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. Remember, God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless you. Take advantage of that wonderful opportunity to get in God's Word every single day. Our guest is Pastor Willie Richardson. Pastor Richardson, as you talk further about your book, I wanted to ask if you could real briefly touch on this important part that was a powerful part of your story. And again, it seemed like it's such a very important point to be made. The need for men to be protectors in their families. Mm-hmm. Would you touch on that very, sensitive but powerful part of your story?
Yes, indeed. And that is exactly what the Lord has called us to be as men. We're the priests, and God has called us to be the protector, the covering. And in the revealing of what happened with my wife and even what she's dealing with now, and I think about what it said to Paul, when the thorn was in his flesh, he said, "My grace is sufficient, and my strength is made perfect even in weakness." And even through the things that she has gone through and has dealt with and is dealing with now, it was for this time, such a time as this, I believe, for God to reveal it, that even as her husband, I had failed to cover her. Yes, I was young. I was very young, but I didn't cover her. Neither did her father cover her. The first two children that were aborted, her father was the cause of the first one being aborted, and I was the cause of the second one being aborted. Robert is his name. So I try not to just, like, they're things, they're persons. My oldest son, his grandfather, made her abort him. His name is Jonathan. And the children have names. It's just like God names every star. He names every child has a name. And just like there are billions upon billions of stars, and God has called them all by name, the children have names. And if you will become serious and sincere, and you have gone through this, it can be healing for you. If you will ask the Lord to help you to name your children, some of you could even hear the voice of the Lord speak to you, even through this broadcast, to name your children. So I would say to women that are hurting and that have been rejected by men, that have been told to do what I told my wife to do, I want to apologize to you, myself. I want to say, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry that we have allowed the enemy to do this to you. But I want you to know your Heavenly Father knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with, and He wants to heal you. God's love is new every morning. And so I want to say that for every man has a role and has a responsibility to cover his seed, his family, his wife, his children. He has that role to do that. And I'm committed to the last breath on this earth to honor my children in earth, honor my children in heaven, and to honor my wife that God gave to me to be a partner with me in this earth realm. And I'm grateful that we have been together for 40 6 years. Amen. So, men, we have to step up to the plate. That's all. If you've done this to someone, you may not be able to reach them now, but you can still take this to the Lord. And if you know you have caused a child to be aborted, you're one of your children to be aborted, pray. Mm-hmm. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to give you their name. Mm-hmm. And name your children, whether they were aborted or miscarried. Mm-hmm. Name them. A lot of times people will name their miscarried children, but never thought to name. I know I didn't. A child that was aborted, mm-hmm. because we've been told that that's not a life. It's just a blob. Mm-hmm. It's not anything to be honored or to look at as sacred. But I'm here to tell you from my own personal experience now that life is sacred from the conception, from the creating of it. It is sacred. Amen. And if I can just say this again, mm-hmm. the Lord says the moment that seed enters the egg of the woman, he hears a sound, and the sound is I am, which mm-hmm. means that life is forever, everlasting, and it's eternal. Mm.
You know, that's so powerful, Pastor Richardson, to recognize, because, again, when God creates life, that life will never end. And all of our spirit, our spirits are eternal. And we're going to spend eternity either with the Lord or in hell. But the fact is, all spirits are eternal. And that's a very important truth to recognize, too. So would you take time, Pastor Richardson, to pray for the women who have been victims of men who didn't step up to the plate? And also pray for the men that they would recognize the need to be the covering and the protectors that they're supposed to be. Would you do that? Pray for these matters.
Most definitely. Now, Father, we honor you again, and we thank you for being able to come boldly before your throne of grace. We come on behalf of the women and men. First of all, for the women who have been abused to the point of not feeling protected and not feeling covered. Many of them didn't want to do it, on their own. But they did it to please the man. They did it because they felt that there was no escape, no way out. But we pray for them today that they will recognize that even though the body was destroyed, their children's spirit, their souls are present with you. Absent from the body, present with you. So I pray, Lord God, that you will call this the mothers who have lost children through abortion, through miscarriage. You will cause them to begin to rest in the fact that they will see their children again, that you have them. You said, suffer the children to come to you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You will not deny yourself. You will not deny your own, even though we as fleshly men have denied our own seed. You will not deny your soul, spirit that you have put in that body. So I pray for the men that they will recognize and they will be softened in their heart and caused to recognize that they do hold a responsibility and to stand up and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to raise up seed and not let it be spilt on the ground, not to let it be aborted because of fear of inability. I bind the spirit of death right now. I bind the spirit of Moloch, the spirit of Moloch that would cause our children to go through the fire of death. In Jesus' name, raise up the consciousness of this nation. Raise up the consciousness of the men. Raise up the consciousness of the leaders in our churches that they will recognize that this is an enemy that we have to fight, a spirit of death against human life that must be reckoned with. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Richardson. Our time is almost gone again here. Pastor Richardson, any final words as it relates to the need for us to be a people who give ourselves to prayer you'd like to share before we conclude our time today?
Well, I would say that you've said it so well, you know, that we, the prayer and the studying of the Word of God is so vital. And just to say in the book that I wrote is Psalms 119. It's the longest chapter in the Bible, and it has 176 verses. Mm-hmm. And it's broken down into eight stanzas each, which represents each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And so you have all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet in this book that we've written. And when you take and you begin to read Psalms 119, there's a replacing. This is a devotional. So when you read it and you replace what is called the seven words that are there, there are eight altogether, just like the eight verses or stanzas. There are eight stanzas apiece in these verses. And so when you take the words, seven words, which is judgment, commandment, statute, law, precept, testimony, way. When you take those and replace them with word, you get a very unique and powerful revelation of this whole book of Psalm 119. And if I could just read just a couple of them for you, you'll see what I'm saying. Okay. It starts with, blessed are the undefiled. In the King James, it said in the way. But when you read it as replacing that word, it says, blessed are the undefiled in the word who walk in the, here's another law. It says law is one of those words, who walk in the word of the Lord. And then it says, blessed are they that keep his words and that seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity that walk in his words. Though thou hast commanded us to keep thy words diligently. Okay. Oh, that my words were directed to keep thy words.
Pastor Richardson, I'm going to have to jump in. Our time is about gone. But thank you so much for being with us. The title of your book, again, is Transformed by the Word, correct? Okay, then. Again, Transformed by the Word by Pastor Willie Richardson. And again, if you want information about how to get his book, simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Our phone guest has been Pastor Willie Richardson with a powerful testimony. And again, the book, Transformed by the Word. Thanks for listening in. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.